Our next question, please.
How should the future improvements in the health service be funded?
John Gribbin.
By tax. More tax to pay for more services. As simple as that.
How much more tax are you prepared to pay? Much, much more.
Personally,
for many more services?
Yes, I'd pay quite a bit more. I don't think I'd pay anywhere near enough. I earn a decent amount of money and I'd be happy to see it go to a good cause.
And the government is committed to not raising income tax, so it would come out of other forms of taxation, which are generally thought, by definition, to be regressive rather than of the progressive kind that you favour?
Yes, I favour income tax. I'm an old-fashioned socialist. You take from the rich and you give to the poor.
How would you do it, Michael Gove?
I take entirely the opposite view from John, I'm afraid.
Take from the poor and give to the rich?
No, I think that... I'm not old-fashioned and I'm not a socialist. I'm modern, I hope, and certainly I recognise that socialism, certainly as embodied in the National Health Service, is an increasingly anachronistic way of funding the health service. Britain is the only country in the world which funds its health service entirely through taxation. And Britain, as a result of that, has worse health outcomes in many areas, including cancer, heart and lung disease, than any other EU country. The reason for that is because other EU nations, like France and Germany, have a mixed economy in healthcare. Certainly they rely on taxation, but they also have social insurance systems that give people a greater degree of choice, through choice competition, and through competition, higher standards. In the last few years, waiting lists in this country have gone up. In France, there are no waiting lists for any operations other than the most acute transplant operations. The reason for that is because in France, they have a different structure, and by relying on two pools, taxation and insurance, they get more money into healthcare. If what works is what's right, then we should learn from what works in France, and that's right, and not stick to the dogmas articulated by John, and I'm a fear likely to be implemented by the government.
Margaret Jay.
Well, I am sure that the basis of the health service is that it is funded from taxation. I have, for a long time, supported the idea that one should try to find a way, and I'm sure that Gordon Brown is sufficiently ingenious to do this, of one having a form of hypothecated tax, i.e. a tax which is raised specifically for the health service in the way that the government did in its first year in office when, in 1997, it raised money through the so-called windfall tax to fund the...
Sorry, in this debate that there's been between the Health Secretary, who believes in hypothecated taxation. I thought the Chancellor and the Treasury made it very clear that they didn't want anything that would be called hypothecated.
The theory has always been that the Treasury doesn't like the notion of hypothecation.